Welcome to the Build Guild Podcast, a professionally unprofessional podcast for makers.
Yay.
And you're Alan.
That's right.
Hi, Alan.
Hi, Alan.
Hello.
Alan, what do you do?
I am a pest technician at a company here in town, along with you.
We do the same thing.
We do the same thing.
Just kill things areas. For a living.
I just do it with a little bit more style.
That's right.
You have no style. You just make things super efficient.
He's got a nicer truck.
Is that right?
Mine sets lower, so I don't want to get a newer model.
Okay.
So. Yep. But you do making on the side.
Yes.
Yeah, what do you make?
I do a little bit of everything. I do decks and porches.
So you do like mill woodworking, but you also do.
But I also do some furniture stuff. Mm-hmm. The latest thing I've done was a fake baby grand piano,
which was pretty cool.
Yes,
super cool.
Oh, I saw that.
It was made for a keyboard to sit into.
Figured out who you are again. All right, great.
Exactly.
What's your Instagram handle? Okay. That's how he will connect you.
Alan's Woodshop.
Alan's Woodshop.
Okay. Yeah. I saw it.
Workshop.
You don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know.
At Alan.
I haven't got on Instagram in a couple of weeks.
I'm on the internet.
I just built this piano and threw it out there. Yeah. I did see the piano.
I haven't been on Instagram for a couple of weeks because of the holidays and just kind of relaxing and laying around doing nothing. So.
All right.
That's pretty cool. But the piano that you made,
it was a keyboard on a piano frame, right?
Yeah. So it was made out of MDF.
Parts of it were MDF. Parts of it were just some 2x8 pine. And then the curve part of the body and everything was... I'm not sure what kind of material that is. It's like 1/8 inch.
Something bendy.
But it's real flexible. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will use it.
Like melamine or whatever.
It's kind of like what pegboard is made out of.
Oh.
That material.
Okay. I'm going to turn off the air conditioner because I forgot.
Good for you. Turn that off. Well, it looked pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've never...
All put together and painted up.
I've never made anything like that, and it was just kind of... a lady at church was wanting it for her house, but we actually used it at church.
Oh.
In our candlelight services.
And you and Cody go to the same church, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's where you guys met.
That's where we've met.
And you are the drummer. One of the drummers.
One of the drummers, yes.
Yeah. But didn't you drum like every candlelight service?
Well, yeah, usually.
Is it the same team for everyone?
Yeah.
And how many did... I was like 5 or 6. It was ridiculous.
It was 4, yeah.
Are you sure? Okay.
Yeah, it was 2 on the 22nd, which was Sunday, and it was just our regular services, and then 1 on Monday and 1 on Tuesday. Okay. And Tuesday was Christmas Eve, so.
Yeah, we went to that one.
That's a lot of drumming.
Really He's good. The drummer. You play guitar.
Not Cody. A church, no.
But you can play a guitar.
But you can play.
That's your instrument of choice.
Yes, you can.
Brian, can you play an instrument?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nope.
Me neither.
The bagpipe.
Can't...
No, can't do that.
You just seem like a bagpipe guy.
No, well, okay. I do have some Scottish heritage, but I haven't dug into it that far yet.
It's the haggis.
No, have not tried the haggis.
Oh, okay.
Musical.
Haggis seems disgusting to me.
I can sing a cappella bass decently.
Hey.
Thank you, Church of Christ.
Well,
tenor for me.
Okay, good for you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's start a quartet.
There we go.
No instruments.
Single.
Call ourselves the Tone Rangers.
Nice.
So you're making mostly carpentry stuff, right? Would you say carpentry is your main deal?
Yes.
And it's not full-time or like a work that you're pursuing. It's just...
Yeah, no, do you get paid for this stuff or just do it for fun?
No, I mean, I do get paid. I'm sure I don't charge enough. And, mm-hmm. and from previous episodes, y'all can... kind of feel the same thing. You don't know
what you're worth. Yeah.
Put a value on. So I'm sure I do it a lot cheaper than, you know, what someone who does do it every day would charge.
Mm-hmm. But you're not even a business either.
No.
You're not even a hobby side business. You're just like,
yeah.
Hey, you're the guy. I know. Yeah. Come yeah. help me do something.
Build
know,
a deck.
Most of the time, it's someone I know, or it's someone that I know friend. That is yeah. a friend of theirs or a family member of theirs, and it just gets passed around word of mouth. You know, some of it is my pest customers. Mm-hmm. So I've done stuff for them.
Okay.
And and that's interesting too, because they're seeing a different side of me than just that guy who, you know, comes once every 3 months or something.
And
so.
You've done pest stuff for 10 or 11 years.
12.
12.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm going on 13. So
they've seen you for a long time. Yeah. And then it is weird seeing people outside of exactly. where you normally see them.
Yeah, you'll see them out and they'll look at you and think, I know you, but I don't. Yeah. You
don't have that little name tag on. Yeah, so.
Not wearing that uniform.
I did that. We went. So our yearly tradition is going to...
Do they just come up to you guys and just say, hey, ate it? How you doing? Exactly.
Our yearly tradition with my family and my mom is to go to Fuji Japanese restaurant in town on Christmas Day.
Which you treat.
Which I treat, yeah. But one late, we sat down at the table to watch, you know, the show, and a lady sitting next to me, I was like, I know you. Where do I know you from? Are you a customer? I hope
and
that you
said that
liked
all
me.
To her out loud.
No,
right?
I just thought that. And she was talking to me like she kind of knew me too.
Oh.
And then finally I overheard her say something about Lowe's, and it was a woman who worked at Lowe's. That's, that's how I recognized her.
That's when you know you're there too much.
I guess.
Exactly.
Enough. Yeah. I didn't know her name, but I definitely was like, I can't place you.
Cause there's one of the ladies that usually works there where you can like pay on some of your bill as you come in, and she'll always kid with me, you gonna pay on some of mine?
So, every time.
Sorry. And you say yes every time.
Yeah
you do.
That makes you think, man, I do come in here way too much. And spend too much money.
Yeah, I don't get that. I walk into Lowe's, I have to think about what I'm doing, no one talks to me, and I leave.
That's the way you prefer it.
Yeah, it is.
Don't talk to me.
You kind of just give that off, don't
you? Thank you. Years of practice.
I really want to do the Ron Swanson where somebody walks up and says, can I help you? And I say, I know more than you, and just walk away.
Have you ever helped another customer while you're there?
Yeah, of course.
Because they'll go up and ask somebody, and they're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of like... long time ago, me and my wife, we were at, I can't remember if we were at Gander Mountain or Academy, but they had just started kind of releasing the trout magnets.
Oh, yeah.
And crappie magnets in stores around here. And I was wanting to get some crappie magnets. And I go to this kid who's working in... I say kid, sound old saying that. But
you
I mean,
are.
He was probably,
you're running your way from 40.
He was probably in... you know, high school or just out. And he said, I was asking him if they had any of those, and he said, I don't fish. So, and I thought, what are you doing working in the fishing department and you don't fish? That's like an atheist working in a Bible store.
That's just true.
A vegan working in a butcher shop.
Yeah.
Right?
But I guess it's hard to find people like Kim. Fill that position with an avid fisherman, you'd be fishing. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Or your check's going right back into...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. True. So some of the things you've built, you got the piano. What about your carpentry stuff? Decks? You do decks?
Do decks, porches.
You mend fences too, right?
I have done that. There was a guy not too long ago that he had, or they were switching from a septic tank over to city sewer, and in order to do that they needed to dig a trench down the side of his yard, but he has a pool back there, so they had nowhere to put the dirt except for to take down the fence that separated his yard from his neighbors. And he heard about me through word of mouth that I done carpentry from one of his friends, and decided to talk to me about just replacing what fence was there, just rebuild it back. And it was like maybe 130, 140 linear foot. So, and he had talked to a couple other people that probably were actually contractors. And of course, me being cheaper because I don't know what to charge. Yeah. He chose me, but he was helping me too, and I kind of based my price on that as well.
Oh, good.
But, and I thought it was a fair price, you know, and it wasn't too cheap, I didn't think. But
well, here's the thing, like, if it's a good price for you, then it's a good price.
That's exactly. I guess that's, you know, really what, like, it boils down to. Yeah. If you feel coming out fair, then
yeah,
it's kind of like when we bought my wife's car. I came away feeling it like fair, but yeah, you know, like, immediately when I walk in a car lot, I'm like, you're all scum, you're all trying to rip me off, I hate exactly. you all immediately. Yeah. Exactly. But I came away like too? I feel fair. Oh. I don't know if it was fair. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever. They could have made $50,000. I don't know. But mm-hmm. I came away fair, and I think that's...
How much did you spend?
Not that much.
Well, it's like when we bought my wife's car. It was like we walked away going, yeah, we got ripped off. But man, he was nice. I'm kidding.
That hurt. That hurt, but boy, he was a handsome fella.
So. He did it with a smile.
Yeah. So how'd you come by all this carpentry knowledge? Where'd you learn to do deck building and fence posting?
You'll laugh, but watching stuff on TV,
you know,
I would watch
HGTV,
TLC, and I've always kind of liked carpentry growing up, but I never did actually do much of it, really, until after I got married. And I remember before me and my wife even started dating, I was one of those guys who was into fixing up cars and everything.
Oh, okay.
And I had a little mini truck, and I went and entered a car show. And one of the door prizes that I got drawn for was a worm drive skill saw. I mean, the thing's probably $160, $180.
Okay.
And I won it.
Okay.
And it was like, whoa. And I knew that that was a great saw. And ended up looking it up and was like, oh my gosh, it's that much. Yeah, I made back my entry fee.
Okay.
And,
okay.
So, but I still have that and still use it on just about anything, you know. And, but it's just kind of built from there. I started kind of using it on certain things, and then, you know, you get a jigsaw, and then you get
a
sander.
Do you buy stuff because you need it, or do you buy stuff because it's on sale or you want it?
Yes.
Okay.
All of the above?
Hold on. Wives are listening.
Right.
The man needed it.
He needed it.
It was required.
Exactly.
And he saved a whole lot of money when he bought it.
Yes,
too.
Exactly. He did.
You know, that's what David has told Aaron before. You know, I had to spend $3,000 to save $7,000.
Exactly.
I've never tried it quite that high.
My math makes sense that way to me.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same.
But, that's math.
But no, some of it depends on, you know, your budget.
He's an art teacher.
Or sometimes you may come across a sale and think, you know, well, I have been needing one of those for certain situations. And,
see, that I have done.
Yeah.
Yeah. He found a bandsaw.
Exactly.
I got the bandsaw. Exactly. I knew I needed it, and I have used it a lot.
That was a good deal.
It was a good deal.
$100
bucks. It was like 80,000 clamps that came with it, too. So.
I think we spent $150 total per person.
Yes, I believe that's what it was.
And you came away with a 14-inch bandsaw.
Delta 14-inch.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's
I haven't done anything to it. I don't even know how to use it, really. I just turn it on, cut stuff. So
like an add-on fence. And then
it had a Craig Jig fence that was like $90 bucks all by
itself. And then
clamps and clamps.
I mean, it was like 100 clamps.
Yeah,
per,
like pole or what are the big one? What are the big ones called? Like the
pipe clamps,
and
okay,
bunch
and
he
of quick
spent
release stuff. Yeah. Oh,
wow.
We
halved it. He spent $150. Oh, spent $150.
Well, still, I mean, that's awesome.
It was just some guy who was done.
Yeah,
and we just had a friend who was up in that area. And he bought it for us. And
that's another thing that's neat with the whole woodworking community of people around you. If you have, you know, someone you know, or you do have actual friends and buddies and everything that have these tools like y'all, you always let me borrow something. You let me come use something at the shop.
You might as well keep my postal digger, because you used it like 40 times, and I've used it once.
He's the one out there making fences.
Yeah.
It's
still here.
You're here in the shop.
I do everything I can to not have to dig a hole.
I might ask him, can I borrow that? And he's like, he'll text me, you know where it is.
Yep. So. I needed it one time for Fisher's Playhouse, and then never used
you
it
built
again.
That like 4 years ago.
Yeah, a long time ago. And that's the only time I ever used it. And I dug four holes, and I said, I hate digging holes.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes to not dig a hole.
I love it whenever someone actually has an auger or a tractor with an auger.
A machine to do it for you.
Yes, because there was one porch that I done for a good friend of mine, and it was 42 foot long, went all the way across the front of the house nearly, and I needed seven or eight footings basically, and what I done is up on top of the ground it had a nice 1 foot square of concrete, and I just made seven or eight forms like that, but we dug down through that form into the ground at least two and a half foot, and then I'd filled that full of concrete and then drilled into that a few days later after it had set up and put anchoring bolts for 6x6 post brackets, and I mean it's there. So
do you ever do anything and then it fail?
Oh yes. Yes.
But you've charged the customer and you're like,
you've
know
seen
what
my fingers. made my own router table.
Oh yeah.
Out of a old skill saw, table saw. The motor went out. And so I took the motor off of it, cut a little bit bigger hole, and made a mounting plate to mount to it. And then the router mounts to that mounting plate. And then I made a fence and was testing it out. Never used a router really much, let alone a router.
This is not going to end well, is it?
Let alone a router table.
I'm kind of in suspense here.
There's pictures on Instagram.
Okay. Well, I guess I didn't have your account then.
Went from the right to the left and should have went from the left to the right.
There is a direction on a router table.
They all spin the same direction. That's so true. So
you're supposed to go against the direction.
I wouldn't have known that.
Now you know. So go against the direction of spinning.
Thank you.
Go left to right.
Left to
right.
Show them your finger.
Okay.
Yeah, there's
definitely
scars.
A little bit of chunk on the tips.
Probably don't have fingerprints there.
I remember you texted me.
You got
me.
Real lucky. Yeah.
Like, can you show this to Megan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was funny is Ashley was, my wife, she was at a women's event in either Little Rock or Conway at one of the other bigger campuses for church. Mm. And so it was just me and the boys, and they're outside the shop jumping on the trampoline, just having a great old time. And I come out of the shop with my hand and got my fist drawn up so it's not going to bleed as much, hopefully. And I'm going into the house, and they're like, "Hey, Dad, what's going on?" And I said, "Oh, nothing much. Y'all just keep having fun.
Poker
trying
face
to play, trying to play it cool."
While you left a thin stream of blood all the way in across the threshold.
So go inside, turn white as a ghost,
okay.
Break out in a cold sweat.
Did you go into shock? Or
just about, okay. Yeah.
Or were you more afraid of like what just happened, or... Now I have to go to the doctor and get something done to it.
Yeah, I was worried about how bad it was because I wasn't quite sure.
Oh, he didn't really
just
look.
Yet. Like, yeah, I was like, I'm going to get inside and try to get it cleaned up.
You looked at it.
And
stitched
I was like,
it up yourself.
Well, no, I didn't stitch
it. You told
it.
Your wife when she came home 3 days later.
Well, no, she came home later that evening.
Oh, darn.
And
you didn't tell her until she got home.
Exactly.
There you go.
She was like...
there's no point.
There really is no point. I mean, what are you going to do? Call the wife on a women's retreat?
Yeah.
Say, hey, you left the boys at home and I'm bleeding to death.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, no, we were nearly out of gauze. So I had went to town later because we were going to have to get something for supper anyway. And so I'd gotten some gauze and made me some more triple.
So later in the day
cream.
When I felt like it, I went into town and got some first aid stuff.
Well, no, it wasn't
blood
that long.
Blood came back to me.
Yeah, it wasn't that long. It was maybe a couple of hours.
No, it was just a couple of hours.
But
finally got it to bleed.
But now she gets home, and she sees what I had bought on the island in the kitchen, and she looks at me with her eyes all big, and she goes, "What did you do?"
She knew.
She knew.
All she had to do was walk in the door.
Yeah, she knows. Yeah, you've been around power tools, and you're prone to cut yourself on them. So.
See, my wife would smell the blood the minute she walked in the house. Like, anything that comes in our house, she smells it. Like, anything.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, it's kind of freaky. It's like, she's developed a sixth sense, and it's on top of her smelling, it's more smelling.
Oh, wow.
So.
Worst accidents for you two?
Huh?
Any accidents like that for you two?
Lessons.
No.
I call them.
I'll sit and think here. I'm trying to think of the last time I really bled all over the place on something, and the best I can come up with is an X-Acto knife.
It doesn't have to be a bleeding story, I guess. Maybe a...
Oh.
A whoa.
Oh, yes, I have one. Oh, scared myself to death. Big metal yardstick.
Yeah.
48-inch yardstick. Up against, because this was the smartest.
Not a yardstick. That's not a yardstick.
It's a straight edge. That's what I said. 48-inch yardstick is what I said. I teach art. I make costumes. Everyone, shut up.
How long is a yard?
What's a yard? What's a meter? No, I had it right up against the fence on the chop saw, because I was measuring what was on the chop saw. Obviously, you needed to know exactly what was there. Yeah, brought it down, shattered it right there in front of me.
No, he just made two sticks.
I did, and I still use both of them.
That's
why 48
inches.
I had just bought the... Yeah, it's a yardstick now. I had just bought the thing, and I chopped it in half with my DeWalt chop saw right in front of my face.
Was it plastic? Or?
No, it was metal.
Oh, it was,
it's
man.
Whoa.
1/8-inch aluminum or whatever they make those out of.
Measured.
I was like, I'm done. Walked out of the garage. I was done for the day.
Did it really blade and everything?
No, still got the same blade on there.
Yeah.
That's the good blade. It was not the factory blade. What did I put on there? You gave me a Diablo or something.
Probably. Okay. Diablo Freud or something.
Yeah, I easily changed mine out. Either Diablo or Freud.
What'd you do?
I think tools today said
blades. I didn't bleed that much, but I shot myself with an 8-penny nail gun right into the thumb, but like long ways. Like not through my thumb. But like
in the thumb.
Like so I was
I could have gone all night without hearing this story. Sorry.
So we were framing.
I had a framing nailer.
So I was like holding it up like this.
Oh my gosh.
I was far enough away.
No,
like,
you weren't.
I shot
you were
it.
Not
no, no, no.
Away.
Here's what happened. I shot and I was done, but the recoil hit another stud, and it drove the nail gun right back into it, and this time it went up and right into my finger, like my
How
thumb.
Long ago was this?
Maybe
a year and a half, 2 years ago.
No, it wasn't even that long.
Oh, really?
Yeah, probably.
What did I know you at this point? Ago, you just didn't even say anything.
No,
you
just
still
like,
have a thumb.
Yeah,
it's because
yeah,
he's a
well,
man.
Well, so
did you get it? Did it pull out?
Jeez, like, no, not, he
yeah.
pulled it out.
So, like it
with
went
a hammer?
No,
the claw.
I had to pull it out with my teeth.
No.
Oh my
so like
gosh.
it went straight in, and as soon as it happened, like it just happened, and I immediately just yanked
just
it out with my teeth.
Didn't even think.
Yeah,
that's probably better.
Yeah. Well, what, you got to do it while the adrenaline's going.
Yeah.
Did it
not
hit the bone or what?
No. That was
missed
the thing.
The bone?
It missed the bone. Like it didn't break anything. It just went straight in, hit all flesh and nothing crazy, and came out.
Oof.
But I did text my wife, because this is what happens when my friends cut themselves.
Texted your wife with her left hand.
We text my wife, the nurse.
Yeah.
And so
right, she's a nurse. Okay, I forgot.
So I just texted her, and I was like, hey, can you give a tetanus shot? she got... like, I didn't tell her what happened.
I got one kind of deep.
You got any of those in backup?
She goes, what'd you do? And no, I can't. Well, okay. Well, I shot myself with the nail gun. She goes, well, you need to go get one. And I was like, okay.
Man.
I mean, it's either that or lockjaw, which I don't know if she would be.
You didn't start
by
messing
that
with her, and you call yourself a nurse.
Yeah,
she wanted you to have lockjaw.
No. Yeah, she's like, oh.
I'm talking back.
Never mind. Yeah. Mm.
Okay. My biggest fail, I don't know. I've had two mishaps with two different machines, but I didn't draw any blood or anything. When I first started doing woodworking, Molly got me a Hitachi miter saw.
Mm.
It was like a Black Friday $79 deal. It was like one of the first tools I ever had that was like new. And I was cutting something. So normally you put the board, you know, lengthwise this way.
Yeah.
Across it.
Oh, and you were...
I turned it straight at it because I didn't know what I was doing.
I
was like,
well,
I need to cut something short.
Yeah.
Well, if it doesn't have anything to grab behind it...
Yeah.
It broke in half.
Oh, wow.
The base
saw blade?
The base of the saw.
Oh, the whole saw broke in half.
Broke in half.
What? Whoa.
But it was so quick, you know, like when I brought it down,
so it
I don't even really remember.
So it didn't even like kick back up.
There was no, it like caught and it snapped the saw base in half.
Did
you chopped it right now.
Did you take it back and be like, the saw was
this one's defective.
Changed my pants because it was like...
He hit the brown note.
I was like, no.
I'm amazed you kept woodworking after that.
It was great. Okay, so I'm thinking three. I had a little bit of that with my new one, too. here 2 years later.
2 years later, I did the same thing. Well, more expensive saw.
Different kind of cut.
Yeah, different cut.
But it's okay. Got that little. It's got a little piece that slides across the top. When mm-hmm. you're doing angled cuts, mm-hmm. it can move.
Yeah.
I forgot to slide that when I had it at an angle. I chopped into the metal. Oh, and yeah. It kind of went boing, boing, and it scared me again.
I've done that. I've done that on mine.
Oh, yes. And then everybody's the got the off. Fine mark on
there. And then the there was truth. The bandsaw thing you did.
That was my third one.
That you showed me. Man,
it's on my Instagram page.
I think I've
terrified me. Yeah. So usually I make color pencil bowls, and I make a round mold, and I slice them into sections on the bandsaw. But I just push it across with my hand, and I grab onto the roundness, and it cuts. Well, I pushed this.
What did he just say?
The roundness.
I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about.
I cut something else bigger. What was I cutting?
I don't remember.
It was a bowl, another resin something, but it was bigger. And it caught, and it spun, and it flicked into the blade and that's bounced right. back at me. Oh, that scared me to death.
So I it caught kicked it, on it camera. Back at you?
It bounced into the blade and went, and it kicked, and it shot like you. A bullet okay. back at me.
All right.
The best part of that story. It's the sound effects. The
boing. That's kind of what it was like. Yeah. Yes. You can watch it on my Instagram, and it's I remember wild.
That video. What was that the little girl crazy. Screaming like?
I edited that part out. Yeah. Never
that's why there's no sound on that video.
You put music on it. I mean, I've had a lot of stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, but mostly on the lathe when I first started.
Oh, man. The lathe is still... The lathe is still... But I respect the most.
Here's the thing: I'm either persistent or an idiot because, like,
you good know, philosophy.
Right? You go, like, you go and like I got a cheap lathe from Harbor Freight, and
it works fine. I've used it; it's fine.
Yeah, like I still have it. It has I think the Delta motor, but then all the other probably components the same, are like cheap Chinese
made in
components.
The same place.
So a powerful motor and a bunch of cheap plastic parts. Sounds like a great combination. Yeah.
Well, you got to do a lot to like
rev that sucker it. Up, spin see what happens. Around.
Yeah, because of the RPM, you do have to do a lot to like support the base, like aftermarket stuff to it. But but anyway, so then like I didn't know anything. Harbor Freight also has tools like the little high speed steel chisels that are completely not sharp. Again, I know nothing. Yep. You know, so I just started turning. Man, that was. Like
it's
just
the best way to learn.
Catching on just everything. Pine. Oh, like, Lord. And you know, just practicing on pine. And it's like, dude, one, pine, even with sharp tools, it just
rips apart.
It just rips apart.
Explodes.
But, yeah, and so it just catches and explodes. And,
but with Harbor Freight's help, gets even better.
Yep.
Yeah. So, anyways.
When I first turned.
There was a lot of, like, there's my garage when we were in the garage. So, there's my garage, the garage door. The lathe is here. There is a downstairs bathroom right next to it. There's been a lot of times where I'm like, oh, just bring me some pants.
There's been a lot of times when I turn resin on the lathe, which is harder than wood.
Yeah.
Where, like, it becomes kind of brittle, and it shoots off little pieces. It's almost like little pieces of glass. Just shoots at you.
No, thank you.
Beginning of turning is scary until you get to that round.
Yeah. You guys both need a t-shirt that says what he just said. So I started turning.
Yeah.
With a lathe.
Turning is wild, man.
I agree. I've done it one time. I still have that bowl I made on your first one.
Yeah, I do remember that.
I was petrified. Yeah. I haven't done it since then.
A lot of people don't do it.
Well, yeah.
And especially if they start off in woodworking and like the lathe isn't something that they're starting with, they just will never go.
Have you ever turned anything, Alan?
No.
It's scary. That's
one of those things. I've watched him do it. I've watched you do it. And then seen all kinds of people do it, you know, in videos and stuff. And you're like, man, that just, God, that is really dangerous.
Something spinning at 12,000 RPMs.
Yeah.
And it comes off action. Yeah. It's sticking like, a metal
stick. Let's put a stick in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is, man, it's very rewarding. I get a lot of return on that. But it took a lot of hours of practice. And still, even now, like, I still have to practice this stuff.
I'm probably going to die from resin lung.
Probably.
Because I turned a lot of color pencil resin bowls. Never wore it. I can't stand it.
He came to the shop one day and turned, what, two bowls?
I did six that day.
Oh, you did six?
Yeah.
Well, whatever it was.
And breathe deep.
Well, I wasn't. It was in the different part of the studio. So, like, I was doing something else, and he was back there turning. And I walked back there, and it was just like, what is that? Like, everything is covered in, like, stringy resin. Oh, okay.
And I did it in his shop because in my shop, it's way smaller. Like, literally everything is covered with resin. And his, I can just take a blower. Cody's shop be
at that time.
His is like a basement.
And at that time, I really didn't
There wasn't much back there.
And so he would just take the...
I took a leaf blower and just blew it all out. Yeah. It was a lot easier than doing it in my shop.
That way it hit, you know, Publix lungs.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's biodegradable.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know what all this resin is.
Exactly.
No, but yeah, so. I don't know. And I'm probably going to die. I'd turn a lot of walnut. I'm surprised I don't have an allergic reaction to it yet.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was you saying that one day I came over there and you said, this is actually like killing the weeds and stuff out here where I dump it.
Yeah, so I didn't know this, but you cannot use walnut like shavings for like really anything. It will, like, especially like mulch, like people like go and like they get free mulch from like the city. Well, walnut kills anything that like it comes in contact to, like
some
a flower
kind
bed.
Of pheromone,
really?
Or something. And so like residue. So like I was dumping like walnut, like any kind of shavings, I was dumping in my flower bed. So I was like, oh, just flower bed,
like all kinds of walnut, or just dark
now
walnut,
just a black, walnut.
Yeah, just
light
walnut.
Walnut.
I don't know,
all the walnut,
dumping it, and it was just killing everything.
Whoa,
it's good to know.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is pack your customers' orders and that stuff and ship it off. That's what you do.
Don't buy Roundup.
Yeah.
Just don't buy Roundup.
Well, I did
turn with walnut.
I did tell him that one day. I said, you're missing like a whole market here, like pet bedding.
Mm.
Yeah, but he kill your pets.
It might kill your pet.
No, but so I did find a way to market that, though. So we had talked about this. There's a guy, he has horses, and he goes and buys horse bedding.
Yeah.
And basically, it's just... wood shavings.
Huh.
Oh.
And so, but again, he can't use walnut.
Okay.
And he told me that. Like, I was like, okay, so I'm not, like, losing my mind. It does just kill
stuff.
So
he's the one who, like, told you that.
No.
This is not good for living things.
No, no. Like, he just told me he couldn't use it on his horses. Okay. I don't know if it's because it'll kill them or if horses are just have something weird.
Let's assume it will kill the animals. Can you market it for just small yippie dogs that have no purpose and keep me up in the middle of
that's
the night?
That's what hamburger meat and gopher bait's for.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
That's
never
what
mind.
People ask me and Ben. Can you spray any of that stuff on that dog there?
Oh, man. The questions we get.
Yeah.
Spray it on the
over
obnoxious
and
small
in
12 dog
years,
next door.
How many times have you heard the same thing a billion times?
Can you put that on my wife's side of the bed?
Yeah.
Can you give him an extra squirt?
We
I
go,
get that all time.
I go
like,
in the
squirt
Elks.
Somebody else.
I go in the Elks to spray it, and there'll be some drunk going, "Yeah, put some in his glass."
Mm-hmm. Every time,
oh,
you
gosh.
Know, it. You might as well make a shirt of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow. What? No, I will not spike your alcohol
exactly.
with the pest control. Okay.
A guy that used to work for us, he retired, and he said, someone asked him one time, "Is that stuff good for ants?" He says, "Oh no, it'll kill them."
What do you mean, is it good for
you
ants?
Asked.
What am I, this
you
is
asked.
What I
oh,
called me
God.
For.
Your son.
Craziness. Crazy.
It encourages him.
Exactly.
What's the latest thing you've worked on?
The piano. Well,
the
take
okay,
that back.
Well, okay. Not
did,
including piano because we were talking
I did. I did make a paddle for a friend. He said his wife had requested me to make her one because we had talked about it one
where
day.
Where did you go? Where?
Okay. All right.
It was for their grandkids.
Let's,
for their grandkids.
Let's clear it. Okay, it's for the children. Got
yeah.
it. It's for the kids who deserve it.
Exactly.
All right.
But no, it kind of looks like a boat paddle in a way, just a small one. But it was just a piece of oak pallet board. Had tons of character.
Mm.
Sure,
those
know,
kids appreciate that character.
Exactly.
And they get smacked for disobeying.
That's right.
Okay.
I love how you said it has tons of character. It builds character.
That's
builds
right.
character.
That's right. But no, it... it had, you know, I like rustic.
Did you drill holes in it
because
for
because you can hide
velocity.
A lot of imperfections.
There you go.
Because
absolutely.
You're embracing.
That's why I love pallet wood.
Exactly. You know.
Stop building pallet furniture.
Hey, I'll wear the shirt while I disobey it.
I've got a DVD cabinet for our DVDs.
Okay.
It's made mainly out of pallets.
Oh, good.
But it's just where I've taken them apart. And Craig jigged them together and kind of sanded it and then stained
Craig jig,
it.
Craig jig, fancy.
Yeah.
I have yet to actually use pallet wood for a useful purpose.
Oh, really?
I keep wanting to make something to go like over the arm of my chair so I can actually set something there.
Oh, yeah.
Out of pallet wood, but I haven't done that.
No, that
it's
would
wall
be
art
practical.
I know, it's exactly right.
That's not the kind of art that Brian does.
I'm not afraid
you
of.
Don't need to do that. You have bougie.
That's right.
What's the latest
Boucher
non-practical art that you've made, Brian?
I've been printing a Mandalorian helmet.
Of course,
right. The Boucher helmet.
Mando. Open source. No,
it's, this is the way.
This is the way.
This is the way.
So probably not. Is, I have it spoken. Should probably.
That spoken. Show is so good.
Yes, it is. So it's probably not the first thing that I should be making. Yes, probably it is. Should make the rest of the best cargom. Well, and the stencils too. Man. Cody's got a Mythosaur skull stencil,
and it is going on as happy as he can be.
Are you gonna like spray paint everywhere?
Yeah, my truck.
It's gonna be everywhere. With his name tag. You're gonna do it with the Mandalorian.
Yes.
Sign?
It's all gonna right. one up the Punisher symbol all yeah. over the place.
You see
right
Cody
there.
With like 10 cans of Krylon.
Yep. yeah.
No. Just out in the alley.
Go with the Rust-Oleum.
I'm
gonna
do
exactly.
I'm gonna go to Art Alley.
There you go.
And just put it like.
Tag it on everything.
No. Yeah, everything you do, gonna, sign it with that. Yeah.
This is incriminating evidence here.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, because we're going to go to Art Alley.
Does Main Street Cersei listen to this podcast?
We get like a big square, and then like whatever the 1970s psychedelic.
Oh, yeah.
All the squares. It was yeah. all different colors.
Yeah.
We'll do that with the Mythosaurs.
There you go.
Speaking of Main Street Cersei, I don't think this is connected, but Cersei.com did a little article about us. So if you're reading,
oh yeah, we're
watching famous. This or listening to it, you can go to Cersei.com, click on the news,
yeah,
and you
it's
can
under
read
news
a little bit about us.
Yeah,
we got our picture
that's
taken.
That's awesome.
That's all.
By well, we Cody took our own.
Yeah, that's right.
Cole took that picture. Right?
Cole took that picture.
I made Cole take the mm-hmm. picture.
Yeah.
How's that? How's Cole working out at your?
He's
shop?
Awesome, dude. He's awesome. He works part time right now. They're on leave, so he is back home in Ohio. Because he is a Harding student.
Yeah.
And I'll lose him in May. He graduates.
This is a bummer.
It is a bummer. Man, I lucked out. You. Like, I just, you know, I needed to hire somebody, so I hired someone part-time. And he came recommended by a few people.
Yeah.
I recommended.
So our goal was to do a podcast where we surprised him, and that was going to be his interview.
But
it never worked out.
It never worked out.
It would have been so awesome.
It was
going to
be funny, yeah. But, yeah.
Is he giving you any commission on that?
He has not.
A finder's fee.
It's all right. Well, no, I've made good use of Cole already. He knows how to tie knots and hang people off a cliff as they climb down. He's very responsible.
I'm glad you added as they
yes,
climb down.
Climbing.
As they climb down.
Tie knots and push people off cliffs.
No, that's not what he does.
Yeah. No, but he's, it's awesome.
So what are you going to do when he leaves? Are you going to...
cry
still still try to find somebody
he's
to
gonna
his
wallow in
yeah.
all the work that he has.
So you know, like, the goal of Organic was to hire kids aging out of the foster care
yeah.
system, and so
and you have to get to a point
well,
to be able to do that
that and I also
right?
needed to see like where I needed to be right?
yeah
as an employer and as someone who could teach somebody
right
like where what is it that I need to work
so
on.
Cole was a guinea pig in so many ways,
yeah, basically. And so like, because, I mean, I could hire a kid aging out of the foster care system, but if I don't know how to teach them, that's not their fault.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
But at this point, you're seeing if you can even stay in business.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
Which you are.
Yeah. I mean,
good for
which
you.
Which is
good.
Really picked up.
The wheels are turning.
And it, yeah, and so it's just kind of, like, I kind of know now the areas that I need to work on for as far as, like, communication and teaching, like, showing and all that stuff. And, yeah. But man, I mean, Cole, he catches on quick. He's basically, you know, very self-motivated.
Yeah.
And so, takes direction very
That's
well.
Good.
Every time I've stopped by and he was there, he seemed like a good person to have working for you. Because, like you said, he's motivated.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, it's
he doesn't goof
he's,
off.
No, he knows how to shut up and work.
Mm. Yeah.
But that rewards itself into if he does goof off, it's fun. Together, you
True.
Know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you can goof off if you've proved yourself worthy.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is the better way to do it rather than goof off and then have to make up for it with hard work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you've worked for Cody some, right?
Yeah, we've done some stuff here.
He made the boxes for the for the production company
because
you were having to go out of town
and
or something.
Well,
and
yeah,
because
I went on that mission trip. Right, really, like the heat of like the filming,
the
and I was
filming.
Like, I had, you know, I got.
Excuse me while I leave the country. Guys.
Excuse me while I go to Europe.
So I needed to 3D print another Cody of himself.
Yeah, and so,
to be
like,
in two places at once.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you know, you just gotta. Where's your priorities? Well, that was obviously my priority at the time.
Let
right.
me show you.
Like,
goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, cameras are forever, I guess, and TV shows come and go, but like the kingdom work kind of takes priority in that. Exactly. And so that took 2 weeks, but while I was gone, I had things that like kind of needed to get done in that time. And so, I just reached out to Alan. I was like, hey, I got them this far. Can you do this? And then that way, when I come back, I got this to do and they're good to go.
Yep.
And, man, knocked it out of the park. Did great.
Like in a day.
Well, no, it was maybe...
It was mostly done in a day because I went over the next day and they were like all done. And I'm like, whoa, who did all this?
Yeah. So really what it come down to is I just need to leave the country more.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Or just hire me.
Yeah, or just hire.
I tried hiring both of you guys.
I know.
But apparently you guys weren't paid. And so I can't help you there.
That's a problem.
Mm-hmm. How's it? So you got the website up and running. We haven't talked for it's been 2 months, 3 months?
Podcast? Our last podcast was October.
It has been a while. October? I've been sitting here going, how come they haven't put
it in? We haven't done anything since October. That's been a while because we're January 2nd.
When are you idiots going to record again?
Yeah. It's really hard to get four adults together. Yeah,
apologies for the hiatus.
Time.
Yeah. Two months over holidays was just
so we got 2 months of
crazy
being gone. Your business
and technical
has changed.
Problems.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Technical problems. And so Christmas was big.
Yeah.
For us,
Christmas messed up the whole world.
The small things, so it was like little projects here and there. And
you made a lot of little stuff. You haven't been making a lot of furniture lately. You made a bunch of tables for a little bit.
Yeah,
and then
river tables were
beautiful river tables.
Thank you. Yeah, and so
you hopped that bandwagon.
I did,
and then seeing one in person kind of actually makes me want to make one.
Yeah.
They're super cool.
They did turn out great.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I was really surprised at how well they turned out.
I did not think that was going to work.
Well, I mean, I was like, first of all, it had to work. It was like, it's got to work, because if not, I ain't getting paid, so it's
got
to work.
Well, you already got paid, didn't you? At least something from before you made those.
Yeah, so every custom order, like a big order like that, I do take a 35% down.
So, like, this is what I'd be afraid of, is like, okay, 35% down of your...
If it doesn't
$10,000 river table. Well, crap, I screwed it up. Here's your money back. Like, that's an embarrassing...
No.
That would always be on my mind. Like, I screwed it up, and I cannot make it right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest. If something comes along, and, like, I don't think I can make it, I'll just tell them, like, I'm sorry, I can't. And I usually...
So you've gotten to that point where you won't just accept anything. Because I feel like in the beginning, or for a while, you just, like, take every job because it's money.
Anything.
Yeah,
and experience.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and then... But there's been... if it involves chairs, I don't do it. And that, a little bit of that is, yes, I want to make chairs, but the return isn't there for me. So I just basically turn it down.
I think you have to be like straight up a chair maker and that's it.
So you do. I've looked into it and like, really, like if you do chairs or cabinetry, like cabinets, you have to arrange your shop into a certain order.
Mm-hmm. Ultimate efficiency.
Yes.
It's the only way
that's
you can
make money on
them. That's
why cabinet shops are cabinet shops.
And they don't make anything else.
Yes.
Exactly.
And so people come to me and they want cabinetry, and I usually send them to there's Two Rivers Cabinets here locally by the Over Streets, which is actually family of mine. I have a lot of carpenters in
nepotism.
My family. And and another one. So like it's really...
Rick Castleman is the only guy I've met who actually does chairs on a semi.
He makes chairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
He makes chairs.
Yes.
And some cabinets too.
Six or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, since then, I've actually like people wanting chairs. I'm like, well, this is the guy you need to kind of go to.
Did you send him over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know if he's doing them because he was kind of in the same boat. Like,
right.
You know, the return just isn't.
It's not. No.
People want custom wooden chairs, but people don't understand the amount of time.
They don't know how to make a chair. They don't know what's involved with that. They don't know.
Depends on how square the chair is. Because I made, you know, like a curved back.
Depends on if they want all four legs
all
the same
stuff.
Length.
It's like, did you get the lumber at Lowe's?
Is this soft white pine? Hey, how long did the piano build take? Start to finish. How long?
That
how
thing
big
looks
a thing
straight
was
up
it?
Like a real piano.
Yeah. No, it really does. That's why I'm asking. How long did that take?
From the stage, it looked...
Yeah, I mean...
You could not
ridiculous.
Tell the difference. The pictures did it
well, I mean,
great justice.
Just the lighting, because it's darker in there, and then, you know, some of the lighting, there's colors, and so it's hitting the paint, and I told her, I said, do it like a satin black, because it'll hide yeah. a lot of stuff.
There you go.
And I said, don't do it gloss.
Yeah, no, no, no.
So you didn't finish it.
No, she actually painted it.
Good for you.
Oh, you didn't even have to paint it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, which is unusual. Usually I have to do start to finish, design, build, finish, and everything. So that was nice. but I would say the time, it was probably 3 to 4 days.
What? Gosh, I hate you guys. You guys all suck.
Well, what
I was like a couple of weeks at the fastest.
Well, I mean, when you actually got down to it, you know, when you're actually starting it, you know, I'd thought about it for a couple of weeks, like, okay, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this?
And then you just spring into action.
And
all
then, you know, a weekend comes, or maybe, you know, you're getting, like with our job, you get towards the end of your route for that
okay.
month. So you can
so
start
you,
getting
you
home
had
taken
care of business, and you were like...
You know, you can get home quicker, so you have more time to do that. And so you might work on it a little bit. And so I kind of had...
Forgetting the flexibility you guys have sometimes with your job.
Exactly, and that's...
What are you talking about? When's the last time you've been to work?
Yeah. Like, mister, I've been off for 2 weeks.
12 days.
And still
have... Wait, I have a job? Wait, what?
Yeah. But no,
as far as you know.
So I kind of had that general idea of what I was going to do. And then, so you kind of start going into it and everything. And it flowed perfectly. Like, most of the time when it goes that smooth, you're like, okay, something's
not right here.
Yeah, but it was from start to finish. Everything went really great.
There
was one snafu.
It was the Lord's work.
I was bending that material around for the bag, and I had it go this way.
Tell me how you bent that.
It's so thin because it's just an eighth inch thick.
Okay.
You had stationary joints that you just screwed it.
Had an arm go out to hold it here and everything, but at first I just bent it 180 degrees and was like, okay, that's an overall shape of how I want it to go out and then come back this direction. So I was going to have it come back and round off again, but whenever you're doing that last curve, it was so sharp that it snapped it. So I said, well, I'm just going to have to bring it to a point there then. So that's what I done. And then kind of rounded that joint off you know, but put some wood filler in it to kind of hide some of the seams. And that's another reason why I told her, you know, use a satin paint. Hide some of that. So, but no, you could ask my wife, you know, I would work on a certain section of it and it would work. And I was just like, this is ridiculous because it's looking like a real piano.
Go on to the next step on this project
already, you know? So, you know, and then you think, okay, well, how, cause it opens too, just like a piano does, a baby grand. Oh. And, you know, and you thought, okay,
that thing up right now.
Am I going to use an actual, piano hinge or should I just use, you know, regular door hinges? So I just got some regular door hinges cause it wasn't going to be seen in that aspect, and plus, you know, we had a budget and everything that we kind of wanted to keep it under, and a lot of the materials I had already. The only thing I had to buy was a little bit of screws, the wood filler, and I think I bought... Well, no, I did buy a full sheet of MDF. So, and I went ahead and got 3/4 inch, guys, like, because that's going to be what's supporting the keyboard, and that is a very expensive piece of equipment, so it does need to be very strong. Yeah. And was going to use half-inch birch, like what me and Cody used on those boxes that he had built. And for the, you said it was a production company, right?
Yeah, Apple Boxes.
And which are a 5x5 sheet at McCoy's. So, but after thinking about it and everything, I was like, you know what, I'm just going to do the MDF. It was actually a couple dollars cheaper, and it's 3/4 inch, so I was like, it's going to be painted anyway. It doesn't need to be wood per se. So I went ahead and done that, and then of course went directly to his shop after buying that and cut it down into smaller pieces. On the saw stop. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
you don't cut your fingers off.
Well, exactly. Not that, it just cuts like.
Oh yeah, it's awesome.
Like a hot knife.
That 5 horse would do it, buddy.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. And. So, you know, loaded that and just kind of had those rough pieces that I needed. and then went home and actually started doing the detail work of putting certain pieces together, and then figured out, okay, it's this wide, so I need to have the curve do at least this if I can, and it started flowing. And so,
I see it now. It looks like you meant to do everything that happened.
It turned out. We're going to put some pictures of this up on the Build Guild blog and Instagram.
You know, and then my son was out there, my oldest, and I'd have him hold something so I could mark the top of it and everything. And I'd say, "You got it?" And he'd say, "Yeah," you know, so.
Isn't that awesome when they're old enough to literally help you? It's so cool.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, which I've had him out there, and he's wanted to build something before. And so I'd kind of make some of these harder cuts, or maybe a cut that I think, I really don't know if I want him doing that. And then let him do, like, some of the sanding, or maybe use the router on it or something. And then if we're staining or painting something, mm-hmm. you know, maybe let him do that. Just to kind of try to introduce it to him if he wants to maybe one day do this too. So.
Yeah.
But
is the goal to become part-time, full-time? Or are you just completely happy where you're at?
See, I don't know.
You don't know. You're like me. You have no idea where this is going.
Part of it is fear. Because, I mean, I do have a steady paycheck job.
Yeah.
You know, and it's something I've done for over 12 years, and it's there, and this is not as important, but it is a passion. And I don't know if I'd done it as a profession, if I would enjoy it as much.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, part of me thinks I would, but I don't know if I could ever do it for myself, like be an actual business owner. Now, if I worked for somebody, that would be less pressure on me.
Sure.
Because I'm not the actual business owner.
Sure.
But, you know, you never know. And whenever I found my job, I was looking for a job. Okay. So who knows?
Yeah. And, same here.
Because, you know, the Lord will take you where he wants you to.
Sure will.
So, and I just try to rely on that. And through
the
years.
Burn your business to the ground.
Like,
exactly.
Stretch down.
Even if it's a Bible.
Burn a Bible shop down in order to move you out.
Take you where you need to go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But yeah, I mean, there's, you know, and there's been things happen through the years, and you think, oh gosh, you know, is it still going to be there? And you just have to go, you know, Lord, just, you've got this, so you just tell me what you want me to do.
Okay.
And that's what I try to go towards.
The goal of Instagram then for you is just more pleasure?
The only reason I started Instagram is because you said, oh, you should do that.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But it's you all kept your up fault, on your own.
Man,
but I've been keeping up on it, or at least trying.
I should say social media, period. But with that, that's not. So you're not a business necessarily, so you're not trying to get more business. I mean, you'll take it if you get it.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, and it'll fluctuate. Sometimes you'll get really, really busy, you know, as soon as you finish one, you've got another person wanting something else done, and then sometimes it kind of is dead there, and it was kind of dead. It's been kind of dead there the last couple of months. Just had a couple little things pop up here and there. The piano was the biggest thing, but there's been little stuff here and there recently. I done a display shelf for a friend of mine. He was wanting it for his wife, and he knew that I done carpentry because he seen me post stuff on Instagram or Facebook.
Yeah.
And it seems like, I don't know if I've gotten more per se since I've started Instagram, but it seems like I got more whenever I was just on Facebook. Not that, you know, having Instagram has gave me any less, but it just seems like it hasn't increased it really. But it is another social media platform, and some people don't get on Facebook as much as they do Instagram. So it allows them to be able to see that.
Facebook is more definitely more like a local medium than Instagram would be.
Yeah,
and I think that's why.
Yeah,
we've talked about that. Facebook, I definitely see Facebook that generates income,
right?
Whereas Instagram is just there for community, basically.
Seems that way. Yeah.
But that's another reason that I do like Instagram, is because you can see people from across the whole world, basically.
It definitely gives me more ideas on things.
You see, you see other people, what they're doing, and you're like, that is a neat idea, you know, or that is just wicked. I'd have never thought of anything like that. So
I did think of another shop mishap I've had.
What'd you do?
2 days ago. I literally caught a fire in my laser.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That, you almost set the laser on
that
fire.
That terrified me. With the laser. I was filming it, and then the filming ends abruptly. Because I was like, oh, crap! Yeah, cutting foam too slow. Got to keep that speed up, or you literally...
So you need to just let the camera go.
I was holding it and had to grab the fire extinguisher.
You need to use the stand next time and just...
Burn. PSA, if you don't have a fire extinguisher in place of making... Now's the time to get one.
Yes.
Especially if you got lasers in your place.
Literally a fire maker.
Well, just you had the common sense to not put, what is it, plastic of any kind in the laser?
Well, it's...
Plastic,
foam is some sort of plastic. It's hard to know what's in...
Yeah, but what's the stuff that... we're not supposed to put
PVC.
In there. Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh,
makes a gas.
Chlorine.
That is like
you'll chlorine gas yourself. Yeah. Don't do that. Yeah. Don't put plastic of any kind.
So if you find me dead laying right here, test me for chlorine. And see if
I cut
something weird.
The laser's going crazy.
Yeah.
Alright. So what's going on for Myers Wood Shop?
I have had a lot of people buying Shapokos, apparently, because this last month or two has been crazy for like Shapoko CNC related orders and lasers.
Yeah, so you're making some more of the little clamp MDF clamps.
Clamps, yes. People are buying physical clamps.
Which is crazy because I bought the file from your Etsy shop.
Yeah. So some people just aren't comfortable enough to even start. I mean, I don't blame them. Yeah. You buy an expensive machine, don't know how to use it. Yeah. So you want to clamp your stuff down first. So some people just buy the physical. That's why I offered.
I just use brad nails.
I still use brad nails.
Yeah.
For
even on your thumb.
A lot of things.
Yeah. I haven't used one on my
thumb
in a while.
You're like attached to it somehow.
Yeah.
I did get a resin printer since we talked last.
Yes.
I do a lot of 3D printing, but now I've upped it to the resin, which is a smaller area to print. But the quality is like 100 times more, which we're talking like minute.
It's fairly
smaller
quick
than
too.
Your thumb.
Yeah, they're not very big, but we promptly put it to work making BattleTech mechs.
We printed out,
We
printed out little miniatures for him, and then I printed out a... So I love this game Astroneer, which is a game on the Xbox, and I play it with my friend in Alaska, and... You're an astronaut in space, and you just explore. It's
digging
really,
stuff.
Really calming.
Digging stuff and
building
stuff.
Yeah. So I found this file of that, the little astronaut, and I printed him out, and then I actually painted.
He painted it.
I know, Brian.
I could not
believe Brian.
I thought
Brian
I was
going to
be like,
text,
I'm
going
to have to paint this stupid thing for him. He's like, nope, I did it.
I sent
a day
him a text
and a half
with
later.
This thing
like,
painted.
Who are you, and what have you done with Ben?
I needed a magnifying glass to paint it.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't have to contract that out.
No, he didn't. He was so excited.
It is a true labor of love, I think. It must be what it is.
Ben really loves
it. And he made a box.
And I laser cut a box.
Yes.
And then that's where the foam came in.
Like the people who own the game are going to be like contacting
They need to see this.
They
exactly.
do.
They need to see it.
That I laser cut the foam so that this little guy and all his parts would sit in perfectly
Not
cut around
only
him.
Did he hand paint it, he nearly burned his shop down making this project for
that's
his
right.
friend.
So Harbor Freight tore floor tiles, like the cushiony, that stuff cuts like butter.
It's EVA foam.
EVA foam. Yeah. It's I bought it for Harbor Freight, 4 big tiles. It'll last me a long time. It was like $6.
Exactly.
So if you have a laser, invest in it. It's really cool.
But speed that bad boy up.
But make it.
Make
so
it
go
quick,
slow.
Not slow enough to
and you will
catch things
pyrotechnic everything.
So that thing was pretty cool. I sent it off as like a late Christmas gift, so hopefully he'll get it before this comes out, and I won't ruin his surprise.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
fine. He won't listen to it early enough.
Delay the release.
If you do
get
it.
Scott, you know nothing.
I really hope you like it, Scott. Surprise.
That's right.
I more made it for you because I made it for myself and thought, oh, Scott would like one too. So I have another one printing.
Oh,
I'm
going to
make myself one, yeah. It's hanging in there now.
Oh,
I just haven't taken it off.
I did not even notice. It's kind of freaky. It's an upside down headless.
I know.
Astro.
It
prints
so
upside
crazy.
Down. It's really cool. A lot of times, jewelry makers use the jewelry and dentistry. Use the resin printers because it's so high detailed.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
So I need to tell Rick that I got one because he's the jewelry maker and he can make forms.
There you go.
Molds and stuff. So it's a really expensive machine. It's a lot more work than another printer.
You actually bought that one, didn't you?
I did, but it is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then you bought a big printer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
We did. I bought it. So Ben says, hey, there's this huge 3D printer for sale. You should buy it. I did. And
because he wants to print full size.
I want to print
helmets.
A full helmet at a time.
At one
and
shot.
That would have fit. It would have fit 300 by 300 by 400 vertical millimeters.
Very big.
But it was an open box. It was less than half price. We put it together, and Ben, of course, just like flipping Jedi magic all over the thing, fixing it all up.
Okay, so like, I broke it first.
I mean, it was already broke.
It was
the
kind
extruder
of broke, but
was
I
not
fully
working.
Broke.
Yeah, Ben went ahead and messed it up just to show off and show how he could fix it again.
No, it was not.
He's just showing off.
He was showboating all the way, and I
we
was
turned
very
it on its side,
impressed.
And it has an SD card slot, but we forgot that the SD card was in there.
Oh.
So when we laid it on its side, it smashed the SD
I
card out.
I still don't think that
SD
actually
slot.
Happened, because we did not see that happen, and there was a stepper motor
I
right
took the thing apart.
The
it definitely happened.
Okay.
For sure, 100%.
So it wasn't already that way when it came to us.
So I took the SD card slot apart because I couldn't be any worse.
Literally pried the teeth back
and
into position,
soldering.
Re-soldered it,
really?
And I fixed
did all
it.
This
yeah.
stuff that wow. I wouldn't have stood a chance.
But this is how, I didn't know what I was doing, and I thought, you know what, it's broken. What more harm could I do? And I realized I now know how this SD card works.
You're like
on
me,
inside.
I'm already invested. I might as well try.
Yeah,
to...
he was like, yeah, we're going all the way with this. But basically,
functionally, it wasn't
functionally,
good.
There's a tension spring in the extruder that is not tensioned
the
correctly.
Design is a
the design was not
flaw.
Well. And we sent it back.
Sent it back. Oh. So are you going to get another one of a different quality?
I would like to get a CR10.
You would like. At one moment
S
you said
Pro
you're definitely going to buy one.
Yes,
and then you go to, well, not right now. And then
right.
at one point.
I'm just
well,
saying,
now
Daddy
I got...
wants a Mando helmet.
Right. Right. Well,
that's
at this
true.
Point, I'm sick of waiting, and I've just started printing out one piece at a time on my Ender. That is much smaller.
So you've printed two pieces of
I've
how many?
Two out of seven. The third one is an 18-hour print, and
about
it's about
Maximus
halfway
helmet.
Through right now.
Maximus, that would be cool.
That'd be cool too.
Like yep. Gladiator, you mean?
Yeah. Lots of helmets. And gold silk.
Or a Spartan helmet.
Me and my buddy, we were like, what helmet is cooler? You know, because the Spartan helmet, like on 300,
mm-hmm.
that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the lower profile like he wore in Gladiator.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know which one I like
better. I'm sure we'll get a lot of cosplay out of Brian, and we'll post every picture we can
yeah.
about it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's going to take forever. This is not a weekend project, by the way. It's
you already made one out of, like, paper mache.
No paper mache. Foam. Plastic.
Foam, yeah. You made a Fallout helmet, right?
No.
Yes.
You had a Mandalorian costume.
No, it was a Fallout. No.
It was
a video game.
Fallout.
For some reason, I was thinking you're
a Veteran
they
Ranger.
Look, they look very similar.
Yeah, Hero. Hmm. Yeah, totally the same thing.
Peppa Cura, explain that.
It's a
Peppa Cura.
I have a Keurig.
No,
that's not
that's
what it is.
Not what we're talking
makes
about.
Makes great coffee.
It makes coffee, not peppers.
Peppa Cura.
Oh, okay.
It's origami, basically Keurig? From Hades that allows you to put together anything. It's just
it's like
8 billion
little
folds exactly.
Yeah. Did you say it was
it's
from
crazy.
Hades?
And basically,
yeah.
I mean,
crazy.
If you took a look at it, you would think this is what someone with way too much time and. Is just stupid does with their free time
right.
And I did and I made a helmet and it worked.
You need to like 3D print the Baby Yoda.
Oh,
see,
everyone
I'm not all over Baby Yoda.
Child.
I don't know why I'm much
the
more
child.
Yeah it's
my
the child I'm sorry it's not Yoda
Baby
it's the
Yoda.
Child
the boy, child
true.
Come on now Swamp Thing.
I saw something
Swamp
cool. I saw something cool.
It's on the served market right there.
Swamp Thing had a love the child.
Oh
that's
dear
what it is.
Molly my wife has found a new HDTV show that is based out of Arkansas. They're in Bentonville.
Yeah.
This is you know about it? I can't remember what it's called.
Northwest
there
Arkansas.
There was the lady who did the first article on organic. They're friends of hers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she had, like, and I just remember, the only reason I know this is because she reached out and was like, hey, my friends are starting this thing, like, you need to really check out their show. And I was like, all right, so I did. And
it's good. It's a good show. I can't remember what it's called at all.
But
it's a great show.
It's a good show. Whatever.
But it's one of those like.
I mean, it's a it's
know.
Cookie cutter.
Yeah.
Chip and Diana. What's her? What's there?
Joanna.
Joanna.
Gaines.
I never watched that
Magnolia.
Show. Magnolia.
Read the book.
Come on.
Anyways, one thing I saw on there was cool. They were
do you
doing
even shiplap.
One thing I saw on there was cool that I thought we need to try.
What
is, he was making a custom beer tap.
Oh, nice.
And so he cut the shape out. That was the easy part. But he was putting, like, their name or some sort of logo or something on it. He cut out the design on... They didn't show this part, but it looked like they cut out the design on Cricket.
Okay.
To, like, the negative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they put gunpowder on top and then lit it on fire.
Oh, okay.
And it burns out, and when it comes off, it was just... It was exactly the way it needed to be with gunpowder. It was really cool.
I've done that to about 3 acres before.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure, you almost burned down Bradford. No, I thought I would really like to see you guys make a video with some.
Well, yeah, because obviously, since we drink so much beer around here, we need one of those.
I don't need a tap. Just I want you to see. I want to see something done etching with
a buddy.
Right. Yeah, no, that's
pretty cool.
I don't know if this video is even on the internet. I don't think it is. Anyways, we were in a guard tower.
To be.
We were in a guard tower in Malakashay, which is in Afghanistan. We had these sticky traps, and we catch mice.
Yeah.
So I took a sticky trap, caught a mouse, and then, like, took a 50 cal round, popped the head off, and, like, poured the gunpowder, like, from the mouse, and, like, let it trail, and lit it on fire. That was funny.
PETA will be
We're going to have to edit that one out.
We are sorry, PETA.
You're despicable. Although, Alan and I are literally paid every day to kill mice.
I was about to say, you guys kill me all the time. No, I consider myself, excuse me for doing it
with some flair.
I consider myself an assassin because I'm not actually present when they die.
That's true. So we're not around.
Yeah, we just set booby traps.
Yeah.
Okay.
We infect the area.
Well, let me take this time to thank our patrons that have signed up. Remember the review I read where it's like, your podcast is great, but your audio is terrible?
No. Wait, yes.
That was the last time. We haven't had any more reviews since then. But that guy signed up to be a patron.
Did he really?
Yes.
Yeah,
so he must have fixed the issue. So, and by we, I mean you did.
Thank you for signing up.
Yes, thank you very much.
I didn't fix the issue. I don't know. I don't know how to do any more than...
Or he felt bad you mentioned it.
Well, he said, I better give him some money. No, he said, I'll take a look. Yeah, everything's cool. And then he looked at it, and then we never talked about it again. So, no. Haven't changed anything.
Rick's building chairs.
Sorry. Sorry, that guy.
So, yep. And I'd look them up, but I just don't have that in front of me. So, but thank you, patrons, for signing up and paying us some money to keep this keep going.
Yeah.
It's basically a web hosting fee.
Yeah. No jerky.
No jerky still, though.
Still no jerky.
No.
I'm about to quit.
Yep.
Is that why you went in on this? Someone said there would be jerky.
I heard there was definitely a promise of jerky.
I have a dream, and one day it will be...
Like, you got a Mythosaur bounty hunter stencil now.
I guess that kind of makes it up. I mean, no Slim Jim, but whatever.
No, why are you going Slim Jim? That's like...
What?
You know, that's not real jerky.
Guys, it's all sodium nitrites. It's going to kill you no matter what, okay?
It's a tube of ground
like
meat.
Microwaves and that cell too. Phones. And
definitely.
Facebook.
Facebook will kill you.
Wi-Fi.
Oh, no. All right, we're going to end it before Brian goes on a Facebook rant.
Okay.
All right, where can we find you online?
On Facebook?
Yeah. On the internet? No, on Instagram, it's Alan's Workshop. There's an underscore in between, all lowercase.
And by the way, you spell your name with two L's.
That's right.
A-L-L-E-N.
I had to look for it. A-L-L-E-N-S underscore workshop. Alan's Workshop.
Al-Lin, not Al-Lan.
That's right.
Island.
And if you're in Searcy and you need random things made.
Exactly.
From indoor to outdoor to pianos.
Mike could help you out. So.
Alan is probably the guy to do it for you.
If I can't, then I might know someone.
That's true.
Like one of y'all.
That's true. The connection of makers is growing.
Exactly.
So hopefully we have more episodes coming out and we can get more people together with us. Easier and faster.
Yeah.
Better, less hiatus than 2 months.
Yeah, now the holidays are over, so holidays, it should be pretty easy to get somebody.
I still feel like a rebound.
It's kind of what it is. Yeah. But you're the best kind. You're always there.
Yeah. You should have heard him. He called me this afternoon and it was a mixture of disgust and disappointment.
And will you help us?
With a little bit of love.
Because we're all three, Alan, going to be able to be there. So, you know, just relying on you.
You're making it sound really bad.
We need a warm body.
Everybody comes in the seat.
Oh, wait. He makes pianos out of wood and a keyboard? Okay, done.
Alan, you are on the list to have come, and
I nearly lost two fingers to a router. So
yeah, you just came earlier than we expected. That was before
the good in my podcast. I just saw the pictures too. It was awesome.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Anything else you want to say before we go?
No, I'm good.
No, you good, Brian?
This is the way.
This is the way. All right, this is the way.
I have spoken.
We have spoken. We'll catch you next time. I am Ben with Myers Woodshop.
Cody with Organic Woodwork.
And I'm Brian with Fiery Squirrel Art.
And I'm Alan with Alan's Workshop.
And we are the Build Guild. And we'll catch you on the next episode.
Thank you.
Ciao.
Thank
you.
Bye.